Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're live in Houston on Radio Row for Super Bowl 51. We are blessed to have some Hall of Famers join us throughout the week on behalf of Kay Jewelers. Next in line, and I hope he doesn't sack me or Luke, but I think he can sack us both here. The great John Randall. You still crazy? I mean, be honest with me. Tell me the truth.
Now my wife gave me a little speech to read. Oh, man, I'm not that guy anymore.
How you been, man?
Great, man.
It was fun watching you play, man.
Thank you
brought
very much.
Some spark to the game.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed doing it.
What are you doing with your life now? Tell me.
I'm living in a van down by the river. It's a pretty nice van, man. Really nice little van down there.
Does it have, like, plush carpet in it?
Oh, it does, man.
Nice. Is it kind of like Uncle Rico's from... Napoleon Dynamite or
yeah, it's a little bit like that. I'm trying to make it into one of those little tiny houses thing. You know?
Oh, tiny house.
Yeah, like that.
A guy your size needs a tiny house.
You know, what can I say, man?
I always wanted to be a big guy, but you don't fit in plane seats the same way. Beds in hotels.
It's overrated, man. People always call you big. Hey, big dude. You know, want you to get stuff down.
He's a big guy. I wonder if he played football.
Yeah, can he help me get this down or something?
What's that yellow jacket mean?
When they yell big dude, do you look around for someone bigger than you for just a second?
I don't even look around. I just keep walking. I can't hear him. Just keep walking.
Tell me about Kay, because I know you're here for that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some football and obviously the yellow jacket and all the good stuff that that comes with that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Join me and visit Kay Jewelers on Facebook or Twitter and post a video when you're singing a jingle using the hashtag scene for St. Jude donation, which is every kiss begins with K. So,
how do you sing that pretty?
I know, right?
Everybody keeps saying that. You've been practicing it.
I know, I think I have. But for every video posted, from a $100 donation, will be made to St. Jude up to $50,000 in total. So if you can go on there, sing the jingle, which is every kiss begins with K, and put that on your Facebook or Twitter and post it on there, and all the money goes to St. Jude. Because they're getting close to Valentine's Day, so think about K Jewel is the number one jewelry store in America, you know.
That's love, Valentine's Day.
Oh, man, it's nothing but love. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
See, this is amazing because I always think back to the NFL
like
Films video of John Randall taking the field singing Regulator and
Regulator, mount up.
I love that. I love it.
I'll be somewhere and somebody be like, hey, Regulator, mount up. And my kids will turn around and go, hey, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. Just get out of here, though.
You know what? For the guys like you that love to talk and you know, and of that era, Ray Lewis, obviously, in Baltimore came out with the dance and all that. Mm-hmm. The entertainment part of football was something not lost upon you,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, it's got you ready for the game. I mean, like, for me, I would, 2 days before, didn't want to take a shower for 2 days. It just kind of got me in that right frame of mind. Just, you want to get dirty and just get
out. And you were offended when I said to you, are you so crazy?
Yeah, I'm like.
You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? That was just playing football. Like, you know, it's like singing that song that Madonna did. This used to be my playground. This used to be my pride and joy.
I want to do carpool karaoke with you. That's what I want to do.
Oh, let me know. We'll do it.
What would you sing? What's your music, by the way?
Oh, my God.
Because you're a musical guy. What do you listen to these days?
Oh, my God. I listen to this one group called M83. It's a different group. You probably didn't know. But anyway, I listen to
I can Google it.
Yeah, you
know?
Can Google it. I listen to just all types of stuff. Country. Man, it just depends on the mood I'm in. I'm getting ready to go to boot camp in the morning. I got some nice mellow music, like U2.
Still working out a lot?
Yeah. Like, just doing, like, I do a boot camp Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then I do, like, walking on the treadmill Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays.
Once an athlete, always. You know, you've seen a lot of guys go the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gain a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many offensive linemen that have really slimmed down. You would never know they even played football.
I know. Well, you have to look at it. You invest in different things out there. Why not invest in your body? You know, so that's what I do. I work out, take care of it. You know, love your body, don't hate it.
Where's home for you these days?
Minnesota.
You still there?
Yes, sir. My wife's from Minnesota, and so.
Now you got there, did you fall in love with it? Or not this time of year. I mean, it's a little
cold.
I mean, this time, like, we're down here, and Luke, you must say, one of the really nice parts of Houston this week has been we've left winter, and it hasn't been an awful winter.
No.
But we flew down here, and we're in short
75
sleeves,
degrees.
Yeah.
And at nighttime, you can go out and get a beer, sit outside. It's nice, right? And you know, I'm going to Australia, so I'm flying in the summer. But I hate winter, and as I get older, I hate it, and like, I love Minnesota. When I've been there, it's the nicest people. Mm-hmm. It's clean. It's friendly. I mean, your Fitz Sr. was going to take me over to Prince's studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Prince, yeah.
Do you have to, of your era, tell me a story you've never told that you're not even allowed to tell? Do you partied over there? Come on now, right?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Right, see, I knew that. But, I mean, that is such an iconic, legendary thing. I had Larry Fitz Sr. on, who I know you know.
No, yeah.
And right after Prince died, and he loves baseball, and he loves his son, and we're talking about sports and about the Vikings, and he's been a sports writer forever, so I love that one. And then I just, like, had a random throwaway question. I'm like, do you ever party with the purple one? And, man, he went 10 minutes talking about partying, going to, and what a neat guy Prince was, and what a legend he left in Minnesota.
He did. He was a guy that Prince sometimes would come into place and you wouldn't know he was there. He just sat there and just.
How many times did you cross, but did you know Prince?
Yeah, I ran to Prince probably about 10 times to just see him out, and there was Prince.
And he loved the Vikings, right? He
knew
who you were, right? The whole deal, right?
Man, Minnesota, I mean, for Prince, Kirby Puckett, man, it was there. Just, they were, like, for me, Kirby Puckett was the first guy I ever met in Minnesota. First guy.
Very cool.
Yeah. But I'm almost stuck in this snow embankment, so I'm trying to get my car out, and this guy pulls up in a Toyota Land Cruiser. He pulls up, and he's like, you need a hand? I'm like, no, I don't need a hand. I can do this, man. I need this guy's hand. And so I get my car out, and I go to my teammate's apartment. I'm sitting there, I'm watching TV, and all of a sudden I'm going, hey, man, that's the dude that was trying to give me a hand right there. He goes, that guy? Yeah.
That's great.
He goes, you know who that is? I'm like, who is he? It's Kirby Puckett.
Like, he's kind of a big deal.
No, Kirby Puckett is like, nope. Man.
Jesse Ventura ran for governor. Kirby could have run for governor.
Oh, yeah, man.
No doubt about it, right?
Yeah. I think Prince should have ran for governor. Prince would have been a nice governor.
Yeah, I mean, he would have governed liberally.
Oh, man, he would be like, everything purple.
Purple.
Cool.
We're replacing the Constitution with a symbol.
Yep. Prince has spoken.
You know, your era, Brian Billick's with your friend and partner, and I know Denny Green, and, you know, I think it's a shame the Vikings there. I know you feel similarly, but for that fan base there, next year we're going to have a Super Bowl up there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be a big part of that in the beautiful stadium, and I've been to Target Field there. I love Minnesota. I ran into Mike Tverdick from Mall of America. He's up here promoting next year's Super Bowl, trying to drum up interest. It's going to be a good Super Bowl. It's going to be cold as hell.
It's going to be an awesome Super Bowl. It's going to be unbelievable. You know, there's some new restaurants opening. One's called Randall's. So
oh, really? So I got a place to eat.
What a coincidence.
What are you going to serve me? What's on the menu? What am I going to order at Randall's next year?
Oh, you're going to probably want that blue cheeseburger. Oh, it's really good. It's so good.
Sounds good. Sell me on it.
That sounds good.
Oh, man.
Go for it right now. I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, it's so watery. And just that blue cheese, you can just taste it, dude. This scrumptious.
Man, I need to eat now.
Now I'm getting hungry. He's doing it to me. He knows what he's doing. John Randall, the Hall of Famers here on behalf of K Jewelers. Every kiss begins
with K.
With K. I'm singing with John Randall.
Singing it. You're singing it.
Who knew, man? You know, who knew it would come to this? What's the best part of being a Hall of Famer? I mean, John Ogden's my dear friend, and I see him, and I'm...
I just talked to Johnson.
How's he doing?
He's playing golf right now.
Is his jacket the biggest of all the jackets? It's got to be, right?
I think it is.
Probably, I mean, you know, from material.
Yeah, his jacket's probably like a blanket if I put it on.
What's the best part of wearing that jacket?
Oh, man, best part of wearing his jacket is that you can wear this jacket and you can go to some restaurant. You can get in, places for free. You can get out some speeding tickets with this thing. Ooh, what's going on? Oh, man, I was hurrying up to go do something.
Have you ever in your life said... Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I tried to tell my wife one time. Do you know who I am? She goes, you're still taking out the trash. I'm like, okay. So I tell her something. I'm like, maybe I do something. Nope.
All right, man.
Now I just envision you speeding down the highway. If you get pulled over, then you, got to get my jacket on.
Where's that jacket?
There we go. I'm good.
How you doing?
I'm John Randall. Nice to meet you.
You got see the jacket.
All right, what do we got to do with Minnesota next year? Like, if not Mall of America,
no, tour stuff.
Like, tell me something really neat about Minnesota. It'll be 10 degrees when we get there. You can't go taking a walk through the park, right? I mean, that kind of thing. But next year, what's one thing I should discover, spend an hour or two and go do in Minnesota that is off the beaten path?
For instance, this time of year, we have a huge pond hockey tournament. There's about like 12 different hockey rinks going on.
Can you skate?
Oh, dude.
You're an athlete.
Yeah, but is there an app for that so I can skate? Because, no.
You've never ice skated?
I've ice skated probably about 15 times. I've done it. I've got rollerblades.
I want to see you on skates. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, it would. Be like that commercial.
I heckle you.
It'd be like that commercial with that big guy doing that big sumo wrestling on that commercial. Yeah. He's ice skating.
Dude, listen, I know you made some money, but if you ever get down on your luck, try comedy. I'd pay $20 to see you tell jokes for an hour. Well, I would.
I did it last night. We did Andre and Reed, and I did it last night.
At the bar.
No, we were doing it for a show.
Oh, you were in a show?
Yeah, it was a comedy show called, like telling the truth. Who's telling the truth and who's lying? And I had a skit where I had to convince them that I played the violin. And
Poker face.
Yeah, so they were like, can you do it? I'm like, sure. And they were like, okay, you played the violin. I'm like, yeah. See, when I was growing up as a kid, I grew up in a very abusive household, and the violin saved me. It took me away from all that pain. And just took me to
I ain't buying it.
I go, what do y'all think? He's telling the truth. Nah, I'm lying.
You played a saxophone. You look like you played a sax, like Clarence Clemons.
You think so?
Yeah, man. Hmm. You're like the big man in the band.
I'll be playing. I want to be like.
He wants to sing.
That man wants to sing.
I can tell.
Or I want to say, I need more cowbell.
John Randall, ladies and gentlemen, for K Jewelers, the number one jewelry store in America, the official jewelry store of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Show everybody your ring.
Hey.
You got a pretty ring right here. Yeah, absolutely, man. Kiss the ring. There's our beauty. You know what? The Super Bowl rings are big and kind of that's big, but it's tastefully done.
Yeah,
I would say. Beautiful. Thanks for coming by, man.
It was fun hanging out with you.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I rooted for you. I rooted against you. Depending on who you're playing.
But
I never hated on the Vikings. No. Vikings are one of those teams you want them to win. I want the Falcons to win just because I'm sick of that guy.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is, go Vikes.
There you go. John Randall, ladies and gentlemen, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us and dropping the mic after singing. Singing
about
six songs. It was like,
my favorite guest of the week.
There
love
is,
John
right
Randall.
There. Now we love John Randall. There we go. Love your jacket, too. We are WNSC.net, AM 1570. We're live at Super Bowl 51. We're on Radio Row down here in Houston, Texas. Luke Jones and I ride shotgun. You can follow our journey all weekend long, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, and, of course, streaming live here on Facebook Live, as well as our YouTube WNSTV channel. We are WNSC.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.